Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. We continue this series with more recipes from some of the world's best chefs and bartenders. Today we hear a modern take on an often overlooked British breakfast dish.
Hi, my name's Roberta Hall. I have a restaurant up in Edinburgh called The Little Chart Room. We're coming up to our third year, which will be just at the start of June. I am the chef and owner, and I co-own it with my husband, Sean, who runs the front of house. Today, I'd like to talk about a dish that I used to do a lot on our brunch menu in the restaurant. We no longer do brunch, but it was definitely a firm favourite of many of our guests. And I think it's a very well-known sort of dish, and definitely it's a loved dish in our household as well. So today I'm going to talk about kedgeree. You can do it with many different kinds of fish. I used to do it with the leftover thinner parts of fillets of fish. I'd take my prime cuts, and then I'd have all the thinner bits at the ends that I would smoke myself and use in the dish. Traditionally, it is served with smoked haddock, but it's a rice dish, and there's also a little poached egg in there as well. To make the dish, you need approximately about 250 grams of basmati rice, which I would always recommend just to soak or run in some cold water prior to cooking it. One onion, maybe some turmeric, and a curry powder like a madras or something fairly sort of simple and not too spicy. Get an onion, dice that up nice and fine. Sweat that down in a little bit of veg oil or rapeseed oil. And season at the start. It's really great to season everything as much as you can at the start of cooking, as therefore the salt goes into the food rather than sort of sitting on top of it. Also recommend adding your spices at this point. Again, you want to cook them down. You don't want to be adding them in at the end because you get that kind of raw flavor, which you really want to avoid. So sweating your onion down with your spices and some seasoning. And then after you've soaked your rice, drain it off and add in the rice to the onions. Give it a little mix and then cover it with about 400, maybe to 450 grams of water. And then you want to cover that with a cartouche of paper, which you can just cut down from a little bit of baking parchment. And again, this can either go in the oven or you can leave it sitting on top of your stove. It will probably take about 10 minutes to cook. And what you're looking for is for all the water to go into the rice and cook it and evaporate. And you should be left with perfectly cooked rice and no liquid left. So whilst that's happening, you can get your fish ready. In the restaurant, I smoke my own fish. I actually use this long metal smoking tube. It's probably about 30 centimeters in length, and it's just got holes all the way around it, which I put some smoking chips into and then set them alight and then lay that in a tray and then put whatever food item, fish obviously, in next to it and then cover the whole thing with tin foil. If you're not really up for doing that at home, then you can easily just go out and buy some smoked fish. Like I said before, haddock is a traditional fish to use with kedgeree, and I mean, it's delicious. So your rice is cooking, your fish is smoking. The next thing is to get your eggs sorted out. So poaching eggs. Generally, what you want is a good deep pot with a ratio of 70 mils of vinegar to 1 liter of water. You can obviously increase that amount of water, but just make sure that you do that ratio. And just make sure your water's hot so that it allows, when you tip the egg in, it's got that space and heat so that it goes down and then it can come back up again. And that way you get that kind of perfect, lovely shape that you're always wanting. They take about 2 minutes to cook. Pulling everything together does probably require a little bit of timing expertise, but it's really not difficult. If everything's more or less ready, then it's a good time to start the eggs. So once your rice is cooked, fish is ready to go. If you need to cook the fish, best way to do that can either just be under the grill or in the oven or just poaching it in a little bit of milk. And then I love to finish off my kedgeree with some chopped up coriander, toasted flaked almonds, and a really nice zest of lime. And then finally, a little dollop of Greek yogurt. And yeah, rice on the plate, fish scattered on top. On top of that, the toasted almonds, and then a good dollop of the Greek yogurt, and then your egg on top, and you're good to go.
Thanks to Roberta Hall, the chef owner of the Little Child Room in Edinburgh. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned for The Menu, our food and drink show that premieres every Friday at 20:00 London time. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.